Hi, Uri Shemesh Naschem. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Wake up for an important day. It's Hashem. We do a lot of accomplishments today. And starting with that, we'll start with the Rambam, the sixth halach in the third parak. So we had just come off of learning about the category. Everybody, really, even Rishayim, they get judged based on their rishos. Get the punishment that they're deserving. Even then, they have a chelik in Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, why? Because every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba, and at least as a status quo. And he pointed out that Chassidei Umos HaOlam, non-Jews, righteous Gentiles, also have a chelik in Olam Haba. But says the Rambam, and it's worthwhile in the category of the Chushuva to learn that there are certain avonos, there are certain sins that we can do that might preclude us a place in Olam Haba in the world to come. Says the Rambam, this may be not chizuk, but this may be worthwhile, at least a good, important warning, that there are individuals who will not only get a place in Olam Haba, but they are totally, totally cut off, and their identity is lost because of what? Because of the greatness of their rishos, of their sinfulness, and this is not a one time or 1 month thing. This is a permanent decision. This is olam l'olmei olam forever. Haminim v'apikorsim. So we have again different categories of this situation. You have atheists. You have people that are apikorsim that are totally. The Rambam goes through a whole category of who these apikorsim are. People that are heretical against the Torah, don't believe in the Torah. The Kofer Torah, okay, and more specifically, people that are Kofer Torah, that they don't accept the concept of Torah or Torah Misinai. The Kofer Mitzchias HaMesim, V'yas HaGoel, those who descend, so to speak, they don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, in the resurrection, so to speak, and V'yas HaGoel, and the Mirtz Hashem, the coming of Mashiach. They don't believe in any of that. Hamurdim umachatzei rabim. So this is now a different, again, so what we dealt with until now was kind of beliefs, okay? What you shouldn't be, right, again, you shouldn't be believing in, again, we should all be very careful, again, everything that we want to avoid, these are all the things we want to avoid. Don't be, we shouldn't be an apikaris. We shouldn't be kaifer b'tayr. We shouldn't be kaifer b'tchias ha-meisim years ago. Again, if people have questions, that's very different. But we're talking about someone who is systemically saying, I don't believe in these things. I wipe myself clean of these things because I know that they're not true. That's that is a major problem. Hamardim mechtir rabim. So now we're talking about, again, murder most are apostates, okay? But Mechtir Rabim is talking about individuals who cause others to do sins, right? And Mechtir Rabim causes others to do sins. So the Rabim talks extensively about how terrible that is. Poshim Adayach Yatzibor, those people who separate from the ways of the community, okay? We'll talk more about what exactly that means, not Stam, but again, the Poshim Adayach Yatzibor is a big problem. Ose Averos B'yad Rav Mabit Farhesia Ki Yoyakim, if one acts like Yoyakim and does a sin, B'yad Rav Mabit Bifarhesia, does it, for the whole world to see, and says, I know this is a sin, and I'm doing it publicly so that they to make a point. No good. That would be a someone who is again ein lehem cholik ein lehem. Sorry, chelik la mabba hamoisrim. This term got a lot of usage during COVID. Unfortunately, people were talking about how other Jews were informing on them to the local governments. There's a lot of discussion about moisrim. The reason why I say unfortunately during COVID is because they are great people, unfortunately, were called Maisrim, for doing what the Torah does say to do. And while kind of Maisrim sounds like a catch-all phrase, there are particular examples in which it would apply and particular examples where it would not apply. And they want to just put that out there. Umatile ema alatzibur shaloi l'shem shemayim. People that create, or specifically leaders that create a sense of aim of pachad of fear on the community, but is not for the sake of by the shem shemayim. It's not for the sake of a kadosh baruch Hu. Meaning, if someone comes out and creates a sense of yiras Hashem, then that's wonderful. That's incredible. But if someone comes out and says, "I'm the boss. I'm going to create a sense of fear of me." Right, for the sense of power, of wherever it may be, shalom l'shem shemayim, that would be a major, major problem as well. B'shev chedamim, those who are murderers, ba'alei lashon hara, people that live their lives in a way of lashon hara, important chevra for us to keep in mind. The Rambam includes that in a list of quite intense averos, and don't have chelek l'olam haba, so we should be very careful with lashon hara. So someone who gets rid of their bris milah. We're going to now go through and try to understand some of these categories. Who is considered to be an atheist? Who is considered to be a min? And again, every one of these is important for us to understand so that we ourselves are working on these areas. Says the Rambam, the first type of category, we go into five different categories of people who are atheists that the Rambam would say doesn't have a chelik on olam haba. One is someone who says there is no God, right? Ve'ein le'olam manhig, and there is no leader in the world, meaning there's nothing that is again, nothing that is leading the world. The world is as it is. No God in the story here. The Omer, second category, sheyesha manhig aval hein shnayim moyoser, someone that says, there is someone that is omnipotent, right? Someone that is the maniga olam, but there are two or three of them. There are more of them. It's not one. Okay. Again, you see how each of these builds off of each other. So that would be a problem as well. The omer we consider to be a min. The omer sheyesham ribon echad aval shuguf ubal tmuna. The Rambam says someone who. Again, so you believe, okay, so we worked on the fact that the first, what was the first category? That there is no such thing as a manning, there is no God. That's the first basic form of atheism, but min, right? But above that is, let's say you agree that there is a manning, but there are multiple manning. No, that's also a problem. Let's say you accept that there's only one manning, one rebone, one creator of the world, but, right, is it balguf or baltimuna? This person has a form and has a body. Okay, that's a no good also. That's category number three. Right? And someone says, let's say I accept there's only one, but there is no goof, but you say, he's not the first one and he didn't create the whole world. Also a problem. And the fifth of the five categories, says the Rambam, this last category, someone who worships mazalos, worships planets or stars, or creates any mediation between himself and or herself and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would also be considered to be a min. All five of these categories are minim. We'll end here. We're not going to start another category about Bikurisim. Hopefully, we'll learn from all these categories of how we could be better, Bali Amuna, and Bitachon and Kadosh.